Hello and welcome to the LifeSpring Family Bible, episode number 40. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we'll be reading Exodus chapters 3 through 6. That's four chapters, and there's a lot that happens, so let's get started. Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was shepherding the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to the mountain of God, to Horeb. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from within a bush. He looked, and the bush was ablaze with fire, but it was not being consumed. So Moses thought, "I will turn aside to see this amazing sight. Why does the bush not burn up?" When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to look, God called to him from within the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And Moses said to him, "Here I am." God said, "Do not approach any closer. Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground." He added, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Then Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. I have come down to deliver them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from that land to a land that is both good and spacious, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the region of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now indeed the cry of the Israelites has come to me, and I have also seen how severely the Egyptians oppressed them. So go now, and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, or that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He replied, "Surely I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you and they will serve God on this mountain." Moses said to God, "If I go to the Israelites and tell them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what should I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "You must say this to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "You must say this to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial from generation to generation. Go and bring together the elders of Israel and tell them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, appeared to me, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I have attended carefully to you and to what has been done to you in Egypt, and I have promised that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. The elders will listen to you, and then you and the elders of Israel must go to the king of Egypt and tell him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us. So now let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.' But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go, not even under force. So I will extend my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders that I will do among them, and after that he will release you. I will grant this people favor with the Egyptians, so that when you depart, you will not leave empty-handed. Every woman will ask her neighbor, and the one who happens to be staying in her house, for items of silver and gold and for clothing. You will put these articles on your sons and daughters. Thus you will plunder Egypt." Exodus chapter 4. Moses answered again, "And if they do not believe me or pay attention to me, but say, 'The Lord has not appeared to you?'" The Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "A staff." The Lord said, "Throw it to the ground." So he threw it to the ground, and it became a snake, and Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, "Put out your hand and grab it by the tail." So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. The Lord also said to him, "Put your hand into your robe." So he put his hand into his robe, and when he brought it out, there was his hand, leprous like snow. He said, "Put your hand back into your robe." So he put his hand back into his robe, and when he brought it out from his robe, there it was, restored like the rest of his skin. If they do not believe you or pay attention to the former sign, then they may believe the latter sign. And if they do not believe even these two signs or listen to you, then take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take out of the Nile will become blood on the dry ground. Then Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not an eloquent man, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. The Lord said to him, Who gave a mouth to man, or who makes a person mute or deaf or seeing or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? So now go, and I will be with your mouth, and will teach you what you must say. But Moses said, O my Lord, please send anyone else whom you wish to send. Then the Lord became angry with Moses and said, What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know that he can speak very well. Moreover, he is coming to meet you, and when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. So you are to speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And as for me, I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you both what you must do. He will speak for you to the people, and it will be as if he were your mouth and as if you were his God. You will also take in your hand this staff with which you will do the signs. So Moses went back to his father-in-law Jethro and said to him, Let me go so that I may return to my relatives in Egypt and see if they are still alive. Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. The Lord said to Moses in Midian, Go back to Egypt because all the men who were seeking your life are dead. Then Moses took his wife and sons and put them on a donkey and headed back to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, When you go back to Egypt, see that you do before Pharaoh all the wonders I have put under your control. But I will harden his heart, and he will not let the people go. You must say to Pharaoh, Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. And I said to you, Let my son go that he may serve me. But since you have refused to let him go, I will surely kill your son, your firstborn. Now on the way, at a place where they stopped for the night, the Lord met Moses and sought to kill him. But Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off the foreskin of her son, and touched it to Moses' feet and said, Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me. So the Lord let him alone. At that time she said, A bridegroom of blood, referring to the circumcision. The Lord said to Aaron, Go to the wilderness to meet Moses. So he went and met him at the mountain of God and greeted him with a kiss. Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs that he had commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron went and brought together all the Israelite elders. Aaron spoke all the words that the Lord had spoken to Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. When they heard that the Lord had attended to the Israelites and that he had seen their affliction, they bowed down close to the ground. Exodus chapter 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Release my people so that they may hold a pilgrim feast to me in the desert. But Pharaoh said, Who is the Lord that I should obey him by releasing Israel? I do not know the Lord, and I will not release Israel. And they said, The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go a 3-day journey into the desert so that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God, so that he does not strike us with plague or the sword. The king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do they cause the people to refrain from their work? Return to your labor. Pharaoh was thinking, The people of the land are now many, and you are giving them rest from their labor. That same day, Pharaoh commanded the slave masters and foremen who were over the people, You must no longer give straw to the people for making bricks as before. Let them go and collect straw for themselves, but you must require of them the same quota of bricks that they were making before. Do not reduce it, for they are slackers. That is why they are crying, Let us go sacrifice to our God. Make the work harder for the men so that they will keep at it and pay no attention to lying words. So the slave masters of the people and their foremen went to the Israelites and said, Thus says Pharaoh, I am not giving you straw. You go get straw for yourselves wherever you can find it, because there will be no reduction at all in your workload. So the people spread out through all the land of Egypt to collect stubble for straw. The slave masters were pressuring, saying, "Complete your work for each day, just like when there was straw." The Israelite foremen, whom Pharaoh's slave masters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, "Why did you not complete your requirement for brickmaking as in the past, both yesterday and today?" The Israelite foreman went and cried out to Pharaoh, "Why are you treating your servants this way? No straw is given to your servants, but we are told, make bricks. Your servants are even being beaten, but the fault is with your people." But Pharaoh replied, "You are slackers, slackers. That is why you were saying, 'Let us go sacrifice to the Lord.' Now go, get back to work. You will not be given straw, but you will still produce your quota of bricks." The Israelite foreman saw that they were in trouble when they were told, "You must not reduce the daily quota of your bricks." When they went out from Pharaoh, they encountered Moses and Aaron standing there to meet them. And they said to them, "May the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us stink in the opinion of Pharaoh and his servants, so that you have given them an excuse to kill us." Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you caused trouble for this people? Why did you ever send me? From the time I went to speak to Pharaoh in your name, he has caused trouble for this people, and you have certainly not rescued them." Exodus chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for compelled by my strong hand he will release them, and by my strong hand he will drive them out of his land." God spoke to Moses and said to him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name the Lord I was not known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they were living as resident foreigners. I have also heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, tell the Israelites, 'I am the Lord. I will bring you out from your enslavement to the Egyptians. I will rescue you from the hard labor they impose, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you to myself for a people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from your enslavement to the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land I swore to give Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses told this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and hard labor. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, that he must release the Israelites from his land." But Moses replied to the Lord, "If the Israelites did not listen to me, then how will Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with difficulty?" The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a charge for the Israelites and Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' households. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Palu, Hezron and Carmi. These were the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These were the clans of Simeon. Now these are the names of the sons of Levi according to their records: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The length of Levi's life was 137 years. The sons of Gershon, by their families, were Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The length of Kohath's life was 133 years. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These were the clans of Levi according to their records. Amram married his father's sister Jochebed, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. The length of Amram's life was 137 years. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zikri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron married Elisheba, the daughter of Aminadab, and sister of Nashon, and she bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. The sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These were the Korahite clans. Now Eleazar, son of Aaron, married one of the daughters of Putiel, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' households of Levi, according to their clans. It was the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by their regiments." They were the men who were speaking to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, in order to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. It was the same Moses and Aaron. When the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said to them, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I am telling you." But Moses said before the Lord, "Since I speak with difficulty, why should Pharaoh listen to me?" Well, have you ever been sent on an errand where you didn't feel at all qualified? Well, of course, that's what happened right here with Moses. And of course, that's when God can do his best, is when he uses a vessel that is not worthy, that's not qualified, because then we know that it is God who's working. I think tomorrow we'll probably be seeing some of the results of Pharaoh's rebellion or obstinance. Can't wait to see what happens. Look forward to seeing you then. Until then, my name is Steve Webb. And I'll see you next time. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.